Pete and His Issue by Andrew Hancock.
I stand here daily and flog what people say is a dead cause. Same view, same buildings every day. Grey, cold. But when the sun comes out for a few secs, they could be temples. And every day I see this. What's my problem? Pilgrims, that's what. I say to God, "Oi, God, can't you do anything about these pilgrims?" Every day I stand here and for what? A few measly sobs. Hey, son, what does my world look like from there? Nothing's new, they say. All the boss men have drawn us in with the big cell. Has nothing changed? Oh, yeah. It's an have and have not world you shine upon. No longer socialist, our old friend. Now you are a god. This is no longer Manchester, but Metropolis City with the iron dinosaurs. And that way, oh, that's just Salford. And in my city, a Roman temple. And Daelius Centrinum. Do the government and the fat cats fight for us? No. They sell our houses and land for a false profit. Hey, we're their slaves. And the government punishes us with blustering taxes while we labour under the Blair. Nothing's changed. No. And yet everything. And what do we do about it? The law barters with our freedom like a fearful old woman, while we weep and dream of good leaders and prophets. Fight! That's what we should do. But what do? We run off chasing shadows. A few days ago, I heard me mate Jimmy was doing a pitch down the far end of Deansgate. He said he can sell more coppers at Big Issue down there. But now he's found someone new to get drawn in by. He's a soft touch, Jim. I'll have to keep my eye on him. It's some pastor at some church down some side street. Well, at least he's a local man and not some money-grabbing evangelist from the States. So I nipped over there to meet him. Hiya, my name's Pete, how you doing? Then he says, "You will no longer be called Pete, but Peter." Even he's got the book for changing things. Who does he think he is? I've only just met him and he's doing me head in. He wants to call me Peter. That means stone in Bible language. Well, never mind. I guess it can't hurt Jimmy. I will not go chasing upstart pilgrims, though. It's like I say about them kind. You'll know when they're walking the walk as well as talking the talk, when they're pulling the finger out and getting on with it instead of just spouting. Hey, I'm not for legging it down there to listen to him telling me what a better life I could have. My life ain't no different to what it were yesterday. So come on, you bargain shopping pilgrims. Come on and tell the invisible me what I'm supposed to do, because I'll tell you. If you're not going to buy a big issue from me, then I'm stuck here for God knows how long. 10:30. Getting racked off now. Numb with cold. Heaven's gonna open any minute. One left and I can call it a day. No one around. Ah, sod it, home time. Oh, sorry, mate. You were so quiet, didn't see you there. Dressed kind of funny for this time of year, aren't you? Oh, I get it. Just finished a performance at the Exchange and couldn't be bothered getting changed. Anyway, 120 for the magazine, please, mate. Thank you, Peter. How do you know my name? What do you mean you've always known me? What's your name, then? Jesus. What's your surname?
Pete and His Issue was written and performed by Andrew Hancock and directed by Simon Beswick.